Every year, thanks to the concerted efforts of falconers, researchers, and conservationists, a pair of peregrine falcons wings their way back to downtown Duluth in time to raise babies. The nest box on the Graceland building was the idea of a great bird photographer, Dudley Edmondson, and was built by the Raptor Resource Group. The box stood empty for a few years, but then in 2003, a pair of falcons moved in. These particular two birds are mysteries. People in the Peregrine Reintroduction Project thought they were keeping tabs on every single peregrine falcon in the upper Midwest. This entire population had been entirely wiped out by DDT by the 1970s, and every single reintroduced individual was banded. Researchers thought they knew where every nest was and managed to band every baby in those nests. So they were stymied to discover that neither of the two birds nesting in this one downtown Duluth box were banded. In 2006, while they were first checking the chicks, they managed to catch the female while she was dive bombing them. They banded her and named her Amy. But Amy's mate's job is not territorial defense, it's getting food, and so he's stayed out of reach, a lovely little reminder that wild birds can sometimes make it on their own despite our finest intentions of helping them. Amy and her unknown accomplice have raised lots of babies in downtown Duluth in the past 6 years, and 2009 is their seventh year in that box. I don't get to see them like I did when I was living full-time in Duluth. Last year I was just as glad because some of the babies didn't make it, but I missed them. But even without being there, I can keep up with the action thanks to Julie O'Connor of the Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory. In 2006, Hawk Ridge started a public education program about the falcons called Peregrine Watch. They have a web page and issue a report by email every day telling observers what's happening. Julie writes them most of the time, and her engaging enthusiasm makes each email a joy to read. In the June 4th report, for example, she writes, "We saw Amy head off the building on a mission. Her posture and flight make it obvious that she's headed for action and moved toward Canal Park. We could also hear one gull making an alarm call repeatedly. We followed the gull's calls and saw the gull flying behind an eagle. We knew that if there was an eagle in the territory, the falcons would be along shortly. Sure enough, both adults attacked the eagle, taking turns diving and climbing for another dive. We joked that the birds were DEFCON red today as they took no mercy on the eagle that passed through their territory. After successfully driving the eagle away, Amy returned to the nest in my favorite fashion, fast. She climbed high, then arced her body into a dive, accelerating to a blur, then folded up her wings and did her best impression of a martini shaker plummeting toward the ground. Just as she gets to rooftop level in downtown, she flares her wings and tail, pulls up, and swoops back up to the perch on the nest box and gingerly steps onto the perch. Pretty cool." Julie O'Connor continued, "Within an hour, Amy departed, hunted out of sight, and returned to the Graceland building with a pigeon that she plucked and fed to the babies. We were able to see the little ones as she fed, but one at a time, so we still don't know if there are three or four." Peregrine Watch has become a real institution in downtown Duluth. People walking by can watch the falcons through a spotting scope and listen to Julie telling them the whole story. Last year, a nest cam was placed in the box so they could also see the tiny babies up close and personal on a laptop computer. But this year, their funding is down dramatically and they've had to cut back hours. If you want to contribute to ensure the success of this fun and educational opportunity, please consider making a donation on the Peregrine Watch website at www.hawkridge.org. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.